Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. November 14, 2023. Questions about spiritual work, 25. Question: What helps us reveal the forms of the Creator's conduct in the Ten? Answer: Our desire for unification helps us. We must try to unite, and if we do it in a wrong way, the Creator will correct us. Question: What will help me understand the difference between my daily aspiration in the Ten for unification and the form the Creator seems to be showing me? What should I pay attention to? Answer: You should pay attention to your friends. The Creator clothes Himself in your friends. You must feel through them what unfinished relationships you still have with them, and you will understand how to approach the Creator. Question: How to be honest with friends and yet not to push them away? Answer: For that, you simply need to raise the greatness of your connection with your friends higher than anything else in the world. As they say, either unification or death. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, November 3, 2023. Writings of Rabash. What is the preparation to receive the Torah in the work? Part 2. Indirect extension of the Creator's essence. Question: It is written that profusion of movement pains man, for it is an indirect extension from his essence. What does an indirect extension from the Creator's essence mean? Answer: The Creator has no deficiency in anything, and therefore he is in absolute rest and perfection. If the direction of his action does not change, and it is always directed at filling us, then we call his action constant and at absolute rest. From the third part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, November 9, 2023. Writings of Baal HaSulam. Study of the Ten Sefirot. Michael Leitman on the Times of Israel, Antisemitism's Global Surge, Lessons from History and a Path to Unity. He runs through the forest, escaping a pack of predators, stumbling, getting up, continuing, accumulating scratches and bruises. He looks back to check how close those after him are, and suddenly halts as soon as he flips his head forward. There they are, encircling him. With no escape on the horizon, he instinctively looks to the sky. The Jewish people have run across the face of the planet, fleeing groups upon groups that wanted them gone, from Nimrod and the Babylonians in ancient Mesopotamia, to Pharaoh and his soldiers in ancient Egypt, to the Greeks, the Romans, the Spaniards and the Germans. Today, as we look back on history, we observe ebbs and flows of antisemitism that, like a haunting specter, has erupted globally since Hamas attacks on Israeli civilians and soldiers on October 7, 2023. We once again find ourselves amid converging circumstances that urge us to think hard about what we are doing here and where we are headed. Today's crisis is like a global version of what we experienced nearly 4,000 years ago in ancient Babylon. Human culture, rooted in self-serving material pursuits, clashed with the vision of Abraham, the patriarch of the people of Israel. He called on us to rise above and embrace a desire to love, bestow upon and positively connect to each other, overcoming our innate self-centeredness. Our tumultuous journey across continents, spanning thousands of years, served to prepare us for this monumental occasion. Yet, the transition from self-serving intentions to altruistic ones that lead us to positively connect is no easy feat. Surrounded by animosity today, we face the challenge of trying to bring about the best possible future amid crisis, and through much prayer and inner effort, seek unity beyond our self-aimed desires. This pursuit of unity marks a pivotal moment in our collective history. By lifting our eyes up to see the need to unite with each other, we can rise above the predators surrounding us. The current wave of hatred against us can then serve as a catalyst for our escape from this horde, precisely by uniting and praying for our unity to strengthen above the powers that awaken to tear us apart. When we unite in such a way, our surroundings will transform. We will no longer see a landscape fraught with enemies. Instead, we will see people around us who wish to learn and apply the art of unity above division. If we treat this kind of unity as our shared pursuit, we can then find the remedy to our common affliction and pave the way for a harmonious and peaceful future. Why should I be afraid of slander? Question: why is the punishment for slander greater than the punishment for idol worshipping? Why is slander such a grave sin? Answer: we are always in idol worshipping a little bit because we worship any idols on our way, and then we dismiss them and choose the next ones again. And slander has no boundaries, therefore, we need to be very afraid of it. Through slander we can push a person off the right path. Question: does it have something to do with the greatness of the king? Is he great for me or small? Answer: there may also be such an influence. But the fact is that it changes all the time for you. You don't even know how? From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, November 1, 2023. Writings of Rabash: what is a great or a small sin in the work? Perfect service. Question: where is the line where I can tell myself if I am in self-sacrifice or in the work? Answer: devotion of the soul, mesirat nefesh, is called self-sacrifice. It is when a person comes to a state where he is ready to give everything for the sake of the quality of bestowal and love. Question: do the stages of self-sacrifice and work transform into one another, from self-sacrifice to work and from work to self-sacrifice? Answer: it is the same thing. This is work, only on the terms of self-sacrifice. Question: but a person can get stuck in a state of self-sacrifice because egoism is so tricky that it will always find some kind of pleasure in this state. Answer: but we must fight against this in order not to plug our egoism with all kinds of false gifts or handouts. We want to be only in the quality of bestowal to the Creator, and in no other way. When we fulfill all the laws of connection between ourselves, the group and the Creator, that is, we act only in the name of bestowal, then we come to perfect work. From the Daily Kabbalah lesson, October 31, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam. Devotion. Who forms the common prayer? Question: what is common prayer? Answer: common prayer is the connection of all your private prayers into one prayer, which is assembled by the Creator. He assembles all the prayers from your hearts and connects them into one prayer, into one heart. Question: why does the Creator do this work? Answer: how can we do this work? He connects, he sorts, he does it all, it is all him. What are we doing? We only see our helplessness and ask him to gather us together, connect us, raise us, and fill us. Question: what conditions must be met for this to happen on the part of the Creator? Do our relationships, fulfilling the principles of Rabash, and nullifying ourselves before each other affect the quality of common prayer? Answer: of course they do. We influence each other a lot and we cannot even imagine how much. From the Daily Kabbalah lesson, October 29, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam Alishma, for her sake. In search for truth. This is similar to what is written in the introduction to Panim Masbira, item 16. We should thoroughly know the two types of scrutiny applied in us. The first scrutiny is called scrutinies of good and bad, and the second scrutiny is called scrutinies of true and false. The first scrutiny is a physical active force, which works through the sensation of bitter and sweet. It loathes and rejects the form of bitterness because it feels bad, and loves and attracts the form of sweetness because it feels good. In addition to them, there is the human species, in whom the Creator has imprinted an intellectual active power, which works in the second scrutiny, rejecting falsehood and vanity by loathing to the point of nausea, and attracts true matters and any benefit with great love. This scrutiny is called the scrutiny of true and false. This applies only to the human species, each according to his own extent. Know that this second active force was created and came to man because of the serpent. By creation, he had only the first active force from the scrutinies of good and bad, which was enough to serve him at that time. Rabash, what is a great or a small sin in the work? Question, how does our egoism help us recognize them every time? Answer, egoism shows us where we are and where we want to go. We fall from this level and find ourselves in egoism. Thus, we get two marks, the highest and the lowest. Thus, we can already navigate how to ascend through bestowal and how to descend through reception. In order to use egoism as a springboard for determining truth and lies and to continue to follow the Creator and not the ego, you unite your egoisms in the ten and rise above the common ego. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, November 1, 2023. Writings of Rabash. What is a great or a small sin in the work? Together toward the goal. Question. We listen to the lessons, work in the ten, and participate in dissemination, but there are moments when egoism traps you and says, take a rest, you have worked a little and that is enough. How can you refuse to follow the lead of the ego at this moment? After all, you need to strengthen yourself, and it pulls you back. Can you advise us what to do? Answer. Look at each other, and you will see how to work. I am looking at you, at men and women who are all on my one screen, and I see and feel how each one of you, to a different extent, of course, strives to be closer to the Creator. And all this is achieved by rapprochement with the friends. In this way, we move together toward the goal of creation, and by connecting closer and closer we achieve one heart, one opinion, one desire, and inner unity. This is the end of our correction. A person in this world needs nothing more. Nothing. One must carry out worldly affairs only to the extent that one's body requires in order to exist, and direct everything else only toward getting closer to everyone in the soul, and then, in this common soul, to the Creator. From the Daily Kabbalah lesson, October 30, 2023. One's future depends and is tied to gratitude for the past. How can we sum up spiritual advancement? Rather, they should calculate how many corrections they must do in order to have ransom for their souls to the Creator, meaning that they will not look at the deficiencies, but at the correction of the deficiencies, by which their soul, which was in the Klipot, will emerge from them and cling to the Creator. Rabash, Article Number 18, 1989. What is, there is no blessing in that which is counted, in the work. Question, is it necessary to make calculations from the states of our path? Answer, how will we know what we are asking for otherwise? Question, but we have never summed up in the ten how well we are advancing. What are we missing? Answer, a person should feel himself where he is being pulled, and in which direction he is moving. Question, before I do this kind of work, I have to adjust myself correctly. The article says that the blessing should be before and after. How can we bless in order to perform this calculation correctly? Answer, it means that you bless the Creator for allowing you to see your uncorrected desires, and then you bless Him for correcting them. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, October 29, 2023. Writings of Rabash. What is, there is no blessing in that which is counted, in the work? The difference between spiritual and corporeal construction. This is similar to a person who has the power to build a whole country, and he builds only a shack that is ruined by a strong wind. You find that all the efforts were wasted. However, if one remains in Kedusha, holiness, then all the efforts remain in eternity, Baal HaSulam, Shemati 30. The most important is to want only to bestow. Question. Sometimes I have a feeling that I was given great opportunities, but I managed to build just a shack. What should I pay attention to if this state constantly haunts me? Answer. When you stop thinking about yourself, then you, as they say, give up the shack, and you can build whatever you want. You will have time and materials for everything, anything you want. The main thing is not to think about yourself. Question. Does it mean that because I want to build for myself, it turns out to be a shack? Answer. Yes, of course. This is the difference between spiritual construction and corporeal construction. Question. What if I feel that I do not have the strength to build for others? Answer. Then, at least you know the truth. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, October 27, 2023. Writings of Baha Sulam. The most important is to want only to bestow. Michael Leitman, on Quora, How Can the World Be Better? The power of connection, unity, mutual responsibility and care is the key to making a better and more balanced world. Today's calamities and threats are ultimately in order to make us open up more to each other, and by doing so, draw ourselves to a more unified, harmonious and peaceful state. We should thus use today's crises in order to better connect, and to spread unity and mutual responsibility as the solution to our every problem. Based on the video What is the Key to a Better World? With Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Ron Levi. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.